What up, you nerds?
You fucking nerds.
I'm Tony with Winterhouse Gaming.
My name is Dave, also Winterhouse Gaming.
My name is Kelly, and I'm not Winterhouse
Summerhouse Gaming.
Yeah, I'm Fall yeah. Spring yeah, Gaming he's, House.
Yeah, Kelly seceded from the nation.
Yeah.
He's starting his own rival gang.
We have to apologize for
the elephant in the room.
The elephant in the room. Okay, so here's the thing. I had a situation where we had to move. So Tony and I had to move. Yep. And then I lost my company lost this contract, this massive contract. Sent us kind of into a little bit of a spiral, stressful thing. But yep. I want you to know that we are back.
Yep, regular life reasons.
We're moved.
We have some kind of studio set up right now.
We all have different jobs. We have a little studio that we're trying to set up.
Yep.
So, yeah.
Things are coming back. Things are back on track.
They're on the up and up.
Yeah, it'll be good. We promise.
Things get shaken around.
We're
going
to bring you.
Just like in life, things happen.
We're going to bring you the same type of word vomit that we've always brought you.
Yep.
This episode is very important to us because E3, and I assume it's going to be important to everybody else.
Yep.
Holy fuck, E3.
Yeah, where do we even start?
Probably
frig.
At the first one.
Yeah. I think it's important.
Actually, I want to start at Nintendo.
Let's just get it right out in the open. Hit the biggest stuff first. Just Dance 2019.
Nope. I knew you were going to say that.
Okay, so when I was watching that, I was like, I don't know these characters, and I don't know what's happening.
Yeah.
And they're dancing, and they're having a good time.
I was having a hard time figuring out what the game was when they first came out and started doing that.
A lot of people, for some reason, knew it was coming anyway.
Well,
and I don't really know how you get that.
I
don't really
not,
know how you kind of get that.
No, I think it was the character itself. I think it was the bear.
Well, the thing,
I'm
talking about, like, I think a lot of people were, like, predicting that, like,
Just Dance 2
days before it happened. They're like, oh, there's going to be a new Just Dance. And I'm just like, how could you possibly have that insider information?
Right. But when I
and
think,
B, why would you want to have
I think
that insider
Ubisoft,
information?
I don't think Just Dance. So, like, when I saw all of those dancers come out, I was like, is this some sort of, like, pre-show fucking, like...
Yeah.
Yeah, well, actually,
pre-show celebration.
No, that's what I thought.
Did you see
that's
those YouTuber people like before the event started?
Yeah,
one of them like they were kind of like discussing what they were hoping to get out of Ubisoft press conference, and one of them was just really salty. He was sitting over by his lonesome, and he's just like, "I think there are too many games. I think they should just have fun." And I'm just like, "All right, well,
man,
you know, I want to see some." Fucking game, so shut up. Buddy.
Yeah,
and then like everyone else dismissed him, and he just like I paid attention to him the rest of the time, and he was just kind of like
off, like pouting,
pouting
in the corner,
pouting and like looking around because like everyone just dismissed him right out.
They're just like, dude, you're being an ass. Just shut up.
That's so funny.
You're clearly being a major bummer right now.
So all the characters that came out, and like I'm not really sure anybody like. A lot of people didn't really care. Like, the reaction wasn't as crazy as they made the actual event, that one part, to be.
No, but I gotta tell you, I'm glad that they had fun with it.
And it looked like it was fun for the people that were doing it.
Yeah, the dancers, they were doing great. There was
and
a
then,
lot of spandex.
I did not understand
and
a single
Sony
thing
came
that
out
was going
and
on.
Fucking everybody just stopped giving a shit about Ubisoft.
Yeah.
Because all eyes this E3 were on Sony.
Yeah.
And rightfully so.
Yeah.
Rightfully. They did not disappoint. At all.
So
dude,
like that
meme with the drill and Sony Microsoft.
Yeah.
Oh
yeah.
My god.
So let's go right to the beginning though. What was it, Bethesda?
No,
Microsoft.
EA.
EA?
Yeah,
and Square.
Okay. So
we always forget about EA here.
Right. Yeah. And of course we knew they were gonna bring out the Battlefront. They're the ones that brought out Battlefront, right?
I didn't watch EA.
They apologized and said that they were gonna try and make it a better game, but
Didn't they focus more on FIFA though? That whole thing.
It was more on Madden and FIFA, Madden Mobile and FIFA.
Too many people care about stupid sports.
And then
you know what's funny? Out of all the sports, I think soccer is the least stupid.
I agree.
Like, I care about soccer more than any other sport.
It seems like they,
I still don't care about soccer.
It seems like they were at least trying to do something else. Seems right. like they were at least trying to do something creative with it, though.
Yeah.
At least try to.
But the soccer ball.
It's
and
still.
Stuff.
It's still a sport yeah. game.
It's still soccer, though.
Yeah.
You know, we can pretty much chalk all these sports ones up to the same exact thing over yep. and over and over and over.
Just in different contexts,
it's just
sort
formulaic.
Of.
You know what I think is hilarious, though.
What's that?
During the Square Enix showcase.
I didn't watch that one.
I didn't either. I saw the trailer for Kingdom Hearts 3.
They showed the stock trailer of it.
I know. They and then the I think it's trailer. Hilarious that they showed that Sony showed a better Kingdom Hearts 3 show, video
that
than the
funny.
Square Enix one.
That killed me. And Xbox yeah. showed the same one too.
Yep.
And I was just like, ha.
Did they, I wonder if they had rights, certain rights for the...
probably because...
since the beginning.
A, that's like, you know, like
it used to be
Kingdom Hearts is home. Yeah, it was right. exclusive. And probably because they're doing all the PS Sony limited edition stuff. Like, they're doing a complete collection. They're having a Kingdom Hearts 3 limited edition PS4 Pro,
yeah.
which I'm gonna get. Like,
yeah.
And like all this like PS4 exclusive stuff,
dude. Speaking of exclusive consoles, I entered to win an exclusive Xbox One X Fallout 76 version.
Nice.
So here's hoping your boy, wins
your boy
that.
Snatches it up. Ooh.
So you want a Fallout 76?
I
big
mean,
reveal.
I get. Let's get the Anthem first because
okay,
that's
let's
under
go to
the EA. That's under EA.
Yep.
I didn't see anything about Anthem except I saw like a short video of some guy getting in a mech and then he started flying around.
Dude, let
That's
me
basically
tell
it.
You the things that they actually showed for Anthem, like to kind of develop on it, were sick. I am actually really excited
sick, bro.
For what is going to be Anthem.
I like that you can fly and then go into the water.
There are three,
keep...
there are like actually four different types of suits and they each have different functions and you can.
Like
you
sex
can,
suits?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Looks like a kind of like a Destiny type game that I'd actually
okay.
fucking play.
Hold
right.
on. I, okay, this brings back something. I was talking to one of my good friends who's a critic. He is a critic. A lot of the things he's right about, but he does get, he got a little bit offended
yeah.
when I said that it's basically Destiny.
Yeah.
And he's like, no, this is they're doing their own thing. They're doing. I get they're doing their own thing.
Yeah.
You
no,
watched,
they are, but it's
watch
definitely
the trailer.
Influenced by
they're
Destiny.
Doing their own thing.
Yeah.
But you have four classes that are basically the same.
Yeah.
You have a voice somewhere that sounds like a fucking ghost.
Yeah.
From
right.
Destiny.
This is dude.
Probably Nolan North or Troy Baker. I want
to
bet.
Right. And the other thing is, they did the
right.
tower, the tower type thing. You go back to your home base.
Yeah.
The only difference is. When you're out in the real world, that's when you see everybody. When you go back to your base, you don't see
and
anybody.
The only difference,
so Destiny, you go to the tower, you see everybody. You
yeah.
go into the real world, not as much.
The only difference yeah. there, well, another difference there too, is that the main world that you're exploring with all of your friends is completely open world. Whereas Destiny,
right.
there are a bunch of different worlds that are
right.
semi-open world.
And I thought that was okay because I always felt like I was going to a different planet
right.
because they were so different.
Right.
I'm not saying Anthem is going to be bad because it's kind of like Destiny. I'm just saying it's kind of like Destiny.
They're yeah. influenced, or Anthem is influenced by Destiny
absolutely.
In a way.
I'm just flat out saying that Anthem is going to be good because it's like Destiny,
right.
but good.
But could.
But developed by BioWare, so
yeah.
therefore...
Yeah, behind the team behind the original
yeah.
Mass Effect trilogy.
They realized they fucked up with
yeah.
Mass Effect Andromeda, and they're like, look, we got something better for you coming.
Yeah,
it's like, let's tease us a little bit. We're going to fuck
and
you guys
can
later.
Can we talk about the new Destiny like season?
No.
Just
isn't
real
that
quick
like
$70?
I don't know. I hate it. I think it's stupid. I have been bamboozled twice. Into buying Destiny. Never again.
I did
never,
three
I don't,
times.
I don't give a shit what happens in Destiny 3. It could be hailed as like a crowning achievement of multiplayer games.
Yeah.
I don't care. I'm not buying it. I already bought your shit show twice. Bungie, sorry.
The first I enjoyed time. It. I enjoyed it, but it was just... It was. I got bored fast.
So did I. That's the only yeah. problem is
fast.
I got to max level and max like...
Max light
level.
Yeah.
And
it's
I was
like,
just
yay.
Like,
Now I'm going to go do these raids with people that don't want me to do the raids with them.
And don't
then they're
give
trying
a shit.
To jump across these ships, and I can't jump across
and
a ship.
And they're just
going to
leave you
Warlocks
in the dust if you
want
to collect all of the loot.
And then all of a sudden they get to the end of it, and they're like, well, just die, and you'll like get right over to me. So my whole entire experience with these raids was just dying and then spawning where they were.
Right.
This is great. I love it. It's not for everybody.
No.
And it's really not for every class either. And they don't tell you that. So you have to spend either 4 weeks grinding hard or whatever to get a Titan up to speed to jump across these fucking ships.
Yep.
Go ahead, internet. Tell me I'm fucking wrong. But anyway.
Yeah.
I'm not about that life, man. I'm about to play fucking Anthem where you can just jetpack everywhere.
Fuck yes.
I'll be too busy playing.
Dude, you have to see.
I'll be too busy playing Fallout 76.
Me too. We're going to create a fucking awesome.
So we are going to get Fallout 76. And we're going to spend a lot of time on it. But I will pause for Anthem. I absolutely will pause for Anthem.
Oh, yes. It's a must.
I have to play.
It's a BioWare game, so it's worth my attention.
Yep. Huh? When is it? Do we remember? November?
I don't.
February 22nd.
February 22nd, yes. Okay.
Okay.
I was going to say November
22nd. Your boys got dates.
Yeah, when the Fallout 76 is
November 4th.
That's what it was. Okay. November 4th. So we have time.
Solid good 3 months. Yeah.
I have no problem spending.
And then we got a solid 2 years until.
Let me just talk about
Elder
how
Scrolls
much
6.
Money I'm going to spend on the Fallout 76 pre-order. They decided for the first time ever that they were going to release a pre-order with a fucking power armor helmet.
They are.
Your boy is going to be broke.
You can wear
broke.
It.
Nice. You can wear it.
Like a real life one.
Yes.
Okay.
And it has features
stuff. Well, I got to get it. Wow.
You have to get it. Evidently, there's a little speaker on it, so you can talk through
He's even wearing a Fallout shirt right now, so you know he's got to get it,
dude,
too.
He's ready for the apocalypse. Or just everything that's going to happen afterwards.
He's got his PlayStation hat and Adidas jacket on. Yeah. He's ready.
Dude.
He's like, I'm ready to come out of that vault and run for my life.
The vault is down my bedroom / home office.
And that's how I feel exactly when I go. Actually, when I take my lunch, I go out and I'm just like,
and he actually,
how long has it been?
He can't actually access the terminal to get out of the vault because his hacking level isn't high enough yet. So he's just permanently stuck in his vault.
That's so funny.
Yeah, that's true, man.
I'm really excited.
Yeah.
I'm really excited.
I am.
And then we get a solid, what,
I'm skeptical,
2 years until.
But excited because I get to play with so many friends like you, Eric, Tony. Like,
yeah.
I mean, if we could build stuff together and like.
And tell people not to fuck with us because I'm an expert at Fallout.
That's.
I'm
nervous about that.
Good guy.
The griefing.
The griefing
because it seems like.
I hope they fix it. I don't want this to be another Rust.
I've heard interviews where there are anti-griefing measures, like where if people kill you once, they can't come back and kill
you
again
what,
at the same
that's
time.
That's one thing I have a problem about Rust.
Like
all
the
I'm
campers?
Doing is making a house,
yeah.
And all of a sudden someone comes kill me, and I'm sitting there naked, dead on the floor.
I would love it to be like GTA Online, where you just create your own private session.
Yeah.
You can.
I would be totally.
You can, though.
Okay.
You can.
Yeah.
That's really the thing. There's going to be modding for Xbox and PlayStation 4 in the future.
Yeah.
But also in the future, you're going to be able to create your own private worlds in which you can mod and create your own private sessions for you and your friends.
Good.
So in the future, we can have our own worlds where we do everything that we want to together.
Right.
Without any of that bullshit.
Without That's all awesome. The headache. Just Cause 4.
Yes.
Oh, man.
I would love for that to be multiplayer. I don't think they're going to do it.
They have such a perfect opportunity to do it, and
that
the plenty,
platform is flawless.
And it's funny because and it might just be like me because like I associate like having like you know like triple screens and being one of the you know PC master race guys of old. I used to enjoy having like two screens for my game and one screen like Netflix. Like while I'm PC gaming.
Yeah.
And it might just be because I'm rewatching The Office for the umpteenth time. And now I'm playing a lot of Just Cause 3 during that.
Right.
And like I'm pretty sure that like that like watching The Office again is making me want to like subconsciously like play Just Cause 3.
It's like a subliminal message.
Dude, I just bought that for $4 in the PlayStation store.
Dude, that's so cheap. It's
I got it
so
for PS
good.
Plus.
Oh, Just Cause 3 is $4.
Part of the E3 sale, dude.
Yep.
Get on that
Go home,
shit.
Get
man.
It today.
Yeah, it's
okay,
so it's worth it.
I was telling Kelly the other day, about the things I like to do in Just Cause, because he hasn't played it yet.
Mm-hmm.
You get tethering.
Yep.
Okay, you do up to, I think,
speaking
four
of tethering, Just Cause 4, unlimited tethers.
Yeah.
Good.
So here's why that's cool. And you played it already, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
I got it the week it came out.
My favorite thing to do is tether people on vehicles that are going by and then watching them go whoop. And then I tether cars to trains and then they end up getting derailed, which is hilarious. Yeah. The funnest thing I did was I tethered a guy's arms to a building way up top and then his legs to the bottom part of the building. And then you hit the button where you tighten it all up. So he's hanging in the middle of the street, like sprawled out. And I felt so bad. I'm like, I need a mental hospital.
Dude, it's like that medieval torture method.
I love it when like the game glitches out though. Like, and my game glitched out hardcore.
It's like,
I'm driving a vehicle, right? And I get out, climb on top of the vehicle. There's an enemy attack chopper ahead of me.
Right.
I, like, tether to the, I create a tether from the helicopter to the car that I'm on, right?
Perfect.
And then I jump off with my parachute. The car goes into a tunnel. And, like, the tether kind of glitched, like, through, like, the top of the tunnel. So yeah. It was, like, still going. And then I, like, reeled it in. And then the helicopter just, like, crashed into, like, the top of the tunnel. And, awesome. Like, the, like, they kind of, like, met, like, the car just kind of, like, went up into the, you know,
right.
Bottom part of the top of the tunnel.
Right.
And then they just both exploded. And I'm still, like, hanging out in the air with my parachute, and I'm just like,
yeah, you stupid son of a bitch.
Yeah,
dude, that game is so much fun.
Let me tell you though, Just Cause 4, it looks beautiful.
There was something about just like something intangible. Like Just Cause 3 is really fun, and I love it.
But wait,
but Just Cause 2 was just where it was at for me.
That's what I keep hearing.
Only because it was just really like there were some really corny parts. Like, it was just really bad sometimes.
I remember, actually, Just Cause 2 is the only Just Cause that I have played.
I was kind of, like, a hidden gem kind of thing with the whole Just Cause type thing. Mercenaries 2.
Oh, my God, I love Mercenaries
2. So bad.
Yeah.
Like, Bunker Busters and destroying whole cities. I would like to be able to destroy whole cities. And
I thought the first Mercenaries was better than the second.
See, people say that a lot. I didn't play the first one.
First one was really, really
good. I only played the second one, and I fell in love with it every single time.
I don't know if it's just me that's overthinking it. The name Just Cause, like, is it a cause that is just, or is it like a, why are you doing all this shit? I don't know.
Just Cause.
Like, or maybe it's both. I don't know.
I have a feeling it's the second one.
Absolutely. I have a feeling it's the second one, too. And they put that little, you know, the mark.
And the explosions are fantastic in all of those games. That's Mercenaries and Just Cause.
The game looks beautiful. Like, Just Cause 3 looks beautiful.
Do you realize that if they would have done multiplayer and like all the elements of GTA 5, it would have blown GTA 5 out of the water.
Yeah.
The explosions.
They had such
everything.
An opportunity and they squandered it.
And I think they'll capitalize eventually.
With no multiplayer on 3.
But you imagine just a bunch of people freaking like wingsuiting around.
Yeah.
I don't know why I'm like bracing this thing like that.
He wants to print it that he's holding on to a nice meaty cock.
Yep.
I need to get my hands on one of those robot sex dolls.
Exactly. Elder Scrolls 6.
So we're jumping straight to Bethesda right now.
Just do it. Whatever. Jump around.
Yeah, whatever.
It's just, oh my God.
Jump around.
We were already on Bethesda. Right. And then I jumped. Now we're kind of getting back on track.
Yeah, we're just on Bethesda.
Okay.
Fuck it.
So, knowing what you know now, and playing Skyrim, do you want a single player experience with that only?
Yes, absolutely.
Yes. Fuck if anything else, you know.
Bring back the horse jumping up the cliff.
I want it all, man. So and the people that want the multiplayer, they can have their ESO, whatever.
Fuck them. Yeah.
Yeah, but the thing is, that's for an MMO. But if you had a Skyrim co-op that wasn't MMO. Just co-op.
I just find it like that much more enticing when you just have this giant world and you're just like, I just want to dive into it. You know what I mean? I just want to get lost. I just don't want to change my underwear or change my clothes for like
4 days. And
I just right? want to sweat profusely yeah. in all of my clothes. And I just want to
smell like
it.
I just crawled out of Black Marsh.
What like, just happened? Yeah. You know what just happened? Skyrim.
Skyrim.
Yep.
Well, it's not called Skyrim, but whatever.
So right. also, with that being
I know about it. Mountains.
So, with that being said, what is your prediction on where Elder Scrolls 6 will
I
take place?
I really hope
based on the trailer.
It goes back to... Like, part of me kind of is hoping that it's going to go back to Cyrodiil. But...
Why? Really?
Yeah, dude.
Okay. Right.
I mean, gameplay and world-wise, I thought Cyrodiil was what's the word I'm thinking? Acre for acre, like a better world.
Right.
Than Skyrim. And then I just didn't like how juxtaposed like the land in Skyrim was. You know what I mean? It was either Stony Mountain or Forest.
Right. You
know what I mean?
Right.
Like, and it seems like it was very like
one or the
other. The north was just snow and like the south was just whatever. And like, I don't know, after a while it just kinda got like bland. You know, I feel like the lighting in Oblivion was just better. It was kind of it was more inviting. It was more, hey, come explore these trees, friend.
Well, there's you know, a little bit more
this, look at this butterfly.
There's a little bit more variety.
Yeah.
And that.
Yeah. Do you remember all the rumors that there used to be with like the new Elder Scrolls game?
Sorry. No, he's laughing. You're like, look at this butterfly.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Go ahead again.
Hungry?
One more time.
Pick a mushroom, friend.
Okay, go ahead.
I remember back in like 2004, 2005, all the rumors of the new Elder Scrolls game, like before they knew it was like Oblivion. You heard all these crazy rumors. Oh, the new Elder Scrolls is going to have like real life soil erosion or whatever. Like, and like they gave it like way more like credit than like, you know, like
it
was
actually
in the final game.
Yeah.
Although I am kind of excited. Like, I would be excited if the game took place anywhere, really.
Right.
You know, they could, but I feel like they're kind of like doing that with ESO. Somerset, and then, you know, Morrowind again.
They've
and
kind
then...
of visited all of those locations. I'm curious if they're going to have it between locations.
Yeah. I don't know. I really don't have a...
And a new untalked about location.
Yeah. It's got to be, I don't know, Black Marsh or... wherever the Red Guards are from, and the something Rock, Rolling Rock.
No,
no,
that's a beer.
Wait, are you talking about
High Rock?
Are you talking about a place?
Yes.
Oh yeah, okay.
Or you know, Stros Mackay or some weird
guy.
Yeah, some weird like random location that like you've never heard of. Right. And that's the thing I like about like Elder Scrolls is that you can kind of just make shit up, because unless you go in and read all the lore books,
you're never gonna know.
Like you really don't know what's going on.
And even then, it kind of leaves things open.
Yeah.
For there to be more.
It would be cool if they focus more on the dwarves.
Be cool. I would think that was like, one of the biggest things that I actually found interesting in Skyrim was exploring dwarven ruins.
Steampunk. Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know.
So, it's going to be awesome, is what you're saying.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
Can we move on to The Last of Us 2?
I want to talk about Starfield first.
Fucking killing me. Go ahead.
I don't know what Starfield is.
It's the...
Wait, is that the one with the...
Wait, is that the one with Garfield?
Is that the one with the toys? Or is that Starlink?
That's Starlink.
I cared nothing about that.
Starfield is the new IP from Bethesda.
I don't think I saw that one.
Starfield?
It's an open world space game.
Are you sure you don't mean Garfield?
I'm pretty sure.
Okay.
Are you sure you
that's
mean,
the thing?
I didn't see
are
any
you sure
cats
you don't mean
in the
Seinfeld?
Trailer. I didn't see any weird looking
sure
guys
you don't mean
in
the infield?
And
are
I
you
didn't
sure
see
you're...
a baseball okay. infield.
Are you sure you don't mean
either.
Gremlins? I mean, it sounds a lot like Gremlins.
I didn't see any Gremlins.
Sure you don't mean okay, Back to the Future.
Explain the star
I did
space
see
to
a
me.
Future in
Marty
it.
McFly. Yep.
Can you can you explain this Star Trek to me? I mean, field?
Starfield. So it's a new IP.
The Starpon.
Coming in probably fucking 2020 at this point.
Like all Bethesda, the rest of them from E3. Right? Yeah.
So we don't really know too much about it yet, but we do know that it's an open world space exploration game that's basically... It's going to take Bethesda and some new different areas.
No, don't you mean No Man's Sky? Yeah. Please tell us the difference.
Not procedurally generated, I don't think.
No Man's Sky.
Got it.
I'm out. Yeah. If it's not procedurally generated and it's not flat land and it's completely dead and there's nothing to find, I'm out.
Guys, bye, man.
Well, I guess you're just going to have to go rebuy No Man's Sky.
I did and I cried.
Okay. Wait, you did rebuy it?
No. I'm fucking with you.
I did.
Okay.
Okay, so what is the difference? What is the difference between that and No Man's Sky?
Okay, so it's not procedurally generated, but it is an RPG, which No Man's Sky is not.
Okay, so there is an actual end.
Right.
Because evidently everybody was getting to the end of No Man's Sky, and there's nothing. It's literally nothing.
It just restarts you at the end of the game, and they're just like, find the center of the universe again.
I am the center of the universe.
Of course.
What's up, buddy?
Okay, so it's RPG, it's not procedurally generated, and it doesn't have Seinfeld in it.
Yes.
Okay. Anything else?
That's basically it. We really do not know much yet. I just wanted to state that this is a thing, and it's actually confirmed to be happening. It was just speculation beforehand. Everyone was like, oh, there's this new IP registered by Bethesda.
Okay, I gotta ask.
Can we go ahead?
What the fuck is Cyberpunk?
It looks fucking amazing. I don't understand
what it is. What is it? Was the original Cyberpunk 2020?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. So it's a thing, and it looks awesome.
Great.
And actually, the cool thing is they showed the city. We didn't even see this footage. Someone showed it on YouTube or whatever. They showed the city at night, like a down view of the city at night.
Yeah.
If that's real, which we can definitely think that it might not be, because we're always shown these things that just look so amazing. Look at all the mobile games, okay? Yeah. They show us this epic-looking battle, crazy-looking battle, Command and Conquer, blah, 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 bullshit. And all of a sudden, you're getting this...
Why'd you say amazing and then say Command and Conquer? That is the opposite of amazing. Like,
that sentence, that does not really
line up. That's just what happens. Okay. They show you this really fucking cool shit.
Like that.
And then all of a sudden, it's just junk.
Like the trailer really for junk. Command and Conquer, the new one.
Right. So
that's a perfect example.
The whole thing just looks... Now, that game looks fun, I guess. No, it's fucking stupid. I hate that. So if Cyberpunk comes out and it doesn't look absolutely breathtaking like the pictures we saw, I wouldn't be upset.
The thing about it is it's CD Projekt Red.
Show me what it actually looks like gameplay.
I haven't seen any pictures, so anything that it looks like would be more impressive.
Did you watch the trailer of that?
No, I have no idea what Cyberpunk is.
My God, after this, you have to see that.
I am going to take the time out of my life.
Okay, I'll just watch it right now.
Do it. It is absolutely every bit worth it, and it's the number one most anticipated game for me right now.
What I'm saying is I absolutely... hope that these games that are coming out like Cyberpunk look remotely close to what they're actually showing us. I hope that they do.
They do too. But also, CD Projekt Red had a screening behind closed doors for this game for select people to actually view 50 minutes of gameplay. And the people that came away from it obviously can't show any footage because they can't record anything during that session, but they were saying very, very positive things. And the fact that it's going to be an awesome game. It's a first-person RPG with shooter elements. Here we go. Official
Tony,
E3.
I'm actually just going to play it. I'm going to discuss. I'm going to kind of discuss. I'm not really super great at discussing what happened here. But we're watching this little trailer.
It's the protagonist.
CD Projekt Red. And actually, the funny thing about this is there was a whole bunch of different developers that went to get this game, and they kept saying no. The people that own this game kept saying no. They kept saying no. Finally, CD Projekt Red
stepped up to the plate.
They finally said yes to them only. That is massive. They make fantastic games. They do a really good job.
The Witcher 3, for instance, was one of the best games of this generation.
Yep. So it looks absolutely amazing. This car that he's sitting on that actually looks
like...
You can
drive that.
That
looks a little bit like Kit. Yeah,
it looked like Kit. Everything about this game screams phenomenal. It screams everything that we want.
So the story of this game is basically you're playing this guy who wants to become someone, and you can create your own backstory in the game too. When you develop your character in the beginning sequences, you can choose to either be a male or a female V, and that's the name of the character is V, just one V. It's weird like that, I guess. But
you should have five
V's.
But anyways, you can create what he or she looks like. You can create their backstory, and then you can create what beginning class you're going to start as.
I want to create four or five classes. I want to create a class where you've been wronged, and then you want to get even with someone, because then it'll be literally V for Vendetta.
I'm pretty sure that I'm pretty sure that actually might exist.
It probably
this game,
that's a pretty common theme.
Right.
Okay, wait, Dave.
Hold on. Can we please talk about the love, the lesbian dance?
Yeah.
The awkwardness.
Yeah.
Oh,
I was literally just about to say, awesome. You want to talk about Last of Us 2?
Yes, I do.
Yeah.
Okay. So it opens up to these two girls dancing. Like they're
there
kind
was
of,
so much
kind
tension
of
between them. And I was just like, fucking kiss.
Yeah.
You really just didn't know. Like, I don't know. I was so aroused at that point. I was like, what has happened? Wait, is she a lesbian? I didn't know she was an actual lesbian.
He was too busy rogering his Hammerstein.
Yes, he was.
But then all of a sudden they started like actually kissing, and I'm just like, holy fuck.
Dude, the internet
when
broke.
She was destroyed the internet.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden she was telling her how amazing she was, pretty much. Yeah. And then they flash back to like all this stuff that happened.
And then holy fuck,
the
she fighting
is a bona
sequence.
Fide badass.
When she's running and then she grabbed the glass while
my
she's running.
My God.
Throws it at the guy,
she
and
just,
I'm just like,
she's
it's just
picking,
so fluid.
She just randomly like running past like a shelf
the thing,
or
you
something.
You have to finish the game.
Grabbing it, turning around, it's just, I can't even right now.
Yeah. She's literally, she has grown up to be a bona fide badass.
And this really, like, the whole, honestly, I'm not even gonna lie. My favorite part of Last of Us 2 wasn't even Ellie. Really, in the grand scheme of things, I don't really give a shit about Ellie. The whole thing I was thinking about during that trailer is, where the fuck is Joel?
Right.
And
that's really all I'm... Oh, you're showing it?
I'm just going to play it while we talk about it.
Naughty Dog has actually confirmed that Ellie is the only playable character in the game.
Yeah. Really? I know, but, like, honestly, I don't even mind playing as Ellie in the game. I just want to know how Joel connects to it. Like, what happened to him?
Right.
Where is he? Is he okay?
And right. What
has
I'm
someone
thinking,
checked in on him in a while?
What I'm thinking is that this sequence that we're seeing here takes place a little bit later in the game.
Yeah.
So that we figure out in the beginning what happens
or it's
with
possible,
Joel.
This may take place way
later
in
the game.
Yeah.
Right. Because
okay,
Ellie's
so the,
a little bit
the scene, the scene in the trailer where they're at this little dance thing, you're saying it takes place way later.
I'm kind of theorizing that it takes place a little bit later, at least. I'm pretty sure that, I mean, she's maybe just having flashbacks, you know, like, while she's saying all these amazing things to Ellie.
Hey, look, Tony, she's it's Glenn!
Oh,
from
shit.
The Walking Dead.
It does look like Glenn.
It really is. I didn't even make that connection.
Yeah, I just did now.
So she's basically, in the trailer...
That she was French, and, like, I honestly just couldn't stop, like, focusing on her giant nose.
Yeah.
Holy.
So in the trailer, you see them at this little dance thing, and Ellie's just kind of sitting there, and a guy approaches her, and she kind of pushes away this guy, and then she kind of reveals that she's a lesbian at this point, because she's totally checking out this other guy dancing with this young girl. That's not true. She's totally checking out that young girl.
No, it kind of gave that perspective, too.
Right.
Like, you could tell that she wasn't looking at the guy. You could tell that her focus was on the girl.
Yeah,
just
I mean,
from
like,
the
they
way.
May be homies, but, you know.
Right.
You know.
And then the girl approaches her.
Off.
Oh, steals her drink.
Yeah.
Chugs
and,
it.
And then tells, oh, and it's like, tells Glenn to go fuck himself.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like, I'm stealing you for a fucking dance. Yeah.
So he's just like,
then he's just like, get some, girl.
And then they're kind of like not whispering to each other, but like talking really like, semi-sensual to each other. It's not even dirty. It's just it's super sexual, is what it is. It's just a really kind of heated moment.
You can tell the way that they're looking into each other's eyes right there too. That shit's gonna happen. Like,
and this girl in the red here, totally wants to just scissor me timbers. You know what I mean?
Dude, yeah.
Oh, and she's like, oh, that, no, you gotta stop. Just stop. People are watching.
And she's like, stop.
I love it.
But no, really,
it's
continue.
So funny. Oh, is she gonna lick her neck?
And then something's Ellie can tell that, like, shit's about to happen. Like,
yeah.
He's just, like, looking at the side of her head.
It's funny because it almost kind of feels like she's kind of really torn. She's just like, I don't really know if I'm comfortable with this. I'm going to let it happen, though.
She does look really awkward, but this girl's, like, whispering, like, right close to her neck, and I can't handle that shit.
Yeah.
I don't know what to do about that shit. I need a drink.
Well, the funny thing is, like, this really is not surprising at all.
I need a drink and
considering
some lube and a
tube sock. DLC in The Last of Us.
It kind
of
alludes to the fact that Ellie may be a lesbian.
Yeah, it kind of like, or, yeah, bi or something.
Right.
So she's continuing to tell her how amazing she is. They're looking into each other's eyes, and then all of a sudden,
she's got the curly hair. And then she goes right in for it.
Yeah.
Like, all or nothing.
So at that point, Ellie's like, okay, no, I fucking
I'm okay with this. Yeah.
I don't care if my dad's watching. Oh, wait, he's nowhere to be fucking found.
Yeah.
I can make out with chicks if I
want. Where are you, Joel? Where are you?
And then it cuts to her having a knife stuck in a guy's throat.
Yep.
This game looks... Oh, it's so real.
Dave wants to have his knife stuck in her throat.
It looks like they've really improved on the combat. The combat mechanics.
They've improved on everything.
Yeah. It looks like the combat mechanics in this game are the tits.
A whole big thing. Yeah, it's the tits.
It's the tits. Okay, so I guess we've kind of went through Last
everything,
of Us
yeah.
2. It looks amazing. Check out the video.
It's one of
Last of
the
Us
three
2
of us.
Gameplay trailer.
It's one of our most anticipated games in the coming years.
Yeah, it looks fantastic. Death Stranding.
I still know nothing.
Please explain to me what Death Stranding is, Tony. Go ahead.
Norman Reedus, babies, invisible monsters.
Transport.
He hooks the baby up to the light, and then he can see the ghosts. It sounds so ridiculous, like when there's no context.
It does.
That's basically it.
And then sometimes he's carrying a grown man wrapped in tinfoil. And then sometimes
he's
carrying
like
grown
man
somebody
is,
in a chair.
Dude, the grown man in the chair is like
and he wants
in
nothing,
the fetal position
he
almost.
He really wants nothing to do with any supernatural shit that's going on. All he wants to do is deliver packages.
That's right.
What packages
are
he delivering?
All he wants to do is climb the mountain.
Yep.
That with the package. And you notice that sometimes the packages are more, sometimes they're less?
Yeah.
What the fuck is
in
these
sometimes
packages?
Sometimes he has a gun
people,
with him and sometimes he doesn't.
In the packages.
The babies?
Like one,
the throw one, babies?
Of the pack, one of the packages, like it was like a backpack and it was like a full grown person. It looked like he was literally delivering like a person in a body bag, but the body bag was made out of aluminum foil.
Yeah. There's literally
shrink wrapped.
Literally, one of the video of the gameplay in E3 is just him carrying this dude and fucking
climbing
tinfoil,
a mountain. Yeah.
Climbing a mountain.
And then he's, dude, this is. If you just want to be so.
Throat baby. Throat baby. Throat baby. That's
throat
a butt.
Throat baby butt. Yeah.
That's a throat baby.
Yeah,
give the thumb up.
Chris, you missed the throat baby. Hold on, you have to see the throat baby.
You got to see this, dude.
This is a throat baby. That's the butt. Don't get excited. And that's a baby in the guy's throat.
Yeah, it's
so it literally doesn't. It still doesn't tell you anything. It's
I know,
still.
But I got to tell you this. I'm glad that this was like the first time we've ever seen some gameplay like of this game.
Right.
Like.
Now, and I'm not going to lie.
As we can see, Norman Reedus
I think I told you
around some sort of box.
Looks
here.
Better than ever, man.
Does?
Yeah, he's looking great.
I think I told you at one point, this
Death
is called
Stranding.
Death Stranding. I think at one point I told you that this looks fucking stupid.
Yeah.
But then all of a sudden, something else happened, and I'm like, oh my God,
it was
what is happening?
Yeah, I think it was when they were hiding, and then the invisible
then
monsters.
What is the meaning of the fucking tattoo on his hand?
It's the baby.
The baby made me do it. Mwah. So all he wants to do is deliver packages.
This game was
seems like a pretty normal guy.
It
like
looks amazing.
Tony said that he was carrying a tinfoil body.
We'll see that
You'll
coming
see
up.
It. Yeah,
maybe it was just a really huge burrito.
Yeah,
oh,
maybe.
And he's got these little hover things that like follow
these
Wallies, him.
Yeah, Wally.
But I will tell you that the surrounding looks amazing. Everything looks amazing. And now he's waiting.
All right.
Anyway.
That happened.
It's hard to explain this.
My mic definitely picked that up.
He's carrying whatever and climbing the mountain.
And look, there's shoes right here.
Yeah, shoes.
I don't know what's going on here. So the best way to explain this, everything that's going on, I don't know sandwich. I have no idea.
Well, his feet are all bloody. What do you expect? He was like climbing up barefoot like a straight mountain.
And look, did you notice he has handprints?
Dude, look, there's the tinfoil chair body guy.
It looks like the weight of it like affects like how you walk, though.
It does. That actually does look like it affects you.
I think it was just because he was walking over rocks.
Look, he has a gun with him there. And then in some other
times... He's in a hazmat suit, yeah.
And then other times... Oh, maybe he doesn't have the gun with him that time. Sometimes it looks like he's carrying a gun, and other times and look, those it looks are like Wally's.
But you will Wally. See that at some point in the nighttime, he does have to plug the baby in and use it as a flashlight so he can see all the ghosts.
So, there goes his motorcycle. Yeah, that's not going to happen right there.
Yeah, that...
Okay, so...
Yeah, he has the gun with him there.
This is fuck. Look, the baby's on his. Oh no, he lost all his packages. He's never getting paid for those. So okay, so what do you think the babies are? Like, do you have any idea what?
I mean,
I don't... Yeah.
This part, that part got me.
He rips off his broken toenail. I don't like it. There's the gun back.
He has the gun there.
Okay, so babies.
I don't know. I think it's just like. They are an unlimited source of energy, renewable source of energy. I don't know.
So you think
maybe babies just aren't born anymore, and maybe it's kind of like you ever see Children of Men?
Yes.
It's kind of like people aren't born anymore. So whenever there is like a baby that's born, it's like super rare. They have to rare, transport they have to protect safety. It. Yeah.
Yeah. I or think maybe it's a distraction or a hand, diversion,
or they're delivering it to the like these alien beings to keep them happy so they don't destroy the earth. I don't know. Yeah.
So this part right
there's a separate race of ghosts that wants to eat the babies.
Kojima has clearly not described anything to us.
You literally don't understand what the fuck's going on in this guy's head. Yeah.
So he really needs to. And then there's some bitch that has like weird spikes all over her suit.
But yeah. She also has red hair, so I want to fuck her.
Spiky bitch.
That makes sense.
Yep.
Yeah.
And invisible monster tracks.
Are they monster tracks, or is it just humans that are walking on their hands?
No, but look, Norman Reedus and the girl are covering their mouths, so obviously these things can hear them.
Yeah.
They can hear them, but if they can't...
Could they not see them?
Maybe.
They can't see them, I don't think. But
no,
if
that just looks like
them,
a hand, though.
But they're invisible.
Oh, she does have DSLs. Look at that.
Oh, yeah. And she's flashing those doomy eyes.
She gave a tear.
She's crying.
And Norman Reedus is going to give her a nice smooch.
Don't worry. Shirtless Norman Reedus is there for you.
He's going to pull up on his Harley pretty soon.
Okay, so let's go ahead and wrap this up real quick.
Yep.
Who won E3?
Sony.
I think Sony did too, honestly, with the four exclusives
Sony,
that they had.
Sony, Bethesda, and then Microsoft.
The thing about it is like, I'm not going to deny that Microsoft actually had a pretty fucking strong presentation at E3 this year.
Yeah, I mean,
it was better. It was better than past years, but did they beat Sony? No.
No, absolutely not. I mean, the thing is, though, like, you know, real quick, I want to hit on the game that I really like. Ghost of Tsushima. Oh,
yeah.
God.
I guess,
oh,
that I guess we'll go around the room and hit on those games.
That's just, I can't. I can't
That's
even do
one
it.
Of mine, too.
And Sekiro. Like,
I'll be getting that as well.
Do the new From Software game. Like, it's just, it looks
that
so
looks
dope.
Really good, dude.
No multiplayer, no white trade.
That Tsushima looks, I mean,
yeah.
The fighting sequence. You guys ever seen Hero?
Yeah, yes.
Absolutely, yes. Phenomenal. And it, every time I was watching that, it reminded me.
But Ghost of Tsushima is an RPG samurai game.
Yeah,
right.
Which is insane.
And then you've got, you know, to a lesser extent,
there's a part
Sekiro.
Where he hooks in the baby.
Yeah, and then you got to a lesser extent Sekiro, which is basically just kind of a samurai game that plays like Bloodborne.
Yeah. Right.
So he plugs in the baby into this flashlight.
Yeah.
And then he goes in, and then you can see ghosts.
It almost seems like
tails.
It reveals the ghosts, but distracts them so that they can't sense
him. Did you notice
him?
That all of them have umbilical cords?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But anyway, okay.
It's all,
so let's
I
go
mean,
back.
Yeah. And then
we're getting off track.
Yeah, we are. I mean,
Death
Stranding
will do that
to
you.
It really will. The new Spider-Man looks great.
Oh my god, dude.
Oh, that does look great.
Yeah. That's another game that I'm going to dump money into because they have a crazy exclusive deal for the like limited edition.
Yeah.
What do you guys think about Doom Eternal?
Nope.
I am actually excited.
Yeah.
It looks good. It looks good.
I'm a big fan of Doom. I've always been a fan of Doom.
Same.
I can't play it. It's too fast.
Yeah.
My eyes can't keep up.
Doom for the win. We're gonna get Doom.
Blow it up.
But the funny thing is, like, the only thing I didn't like about the new Doom is, like, I'm a Doom 64 guy. And the thing about Doom 64 was that, yeah, it had, like, you know, giant crazy monsters and shit. But it was really just, it was more of an exploration game.
Right.
You know what I mean? It was creepy.
Right.
You know, and eerie. And then the giant, scary, weird fucking monsters, you know, kind of like made it that much kind of eerier, you know? And in the new Doom game, it's just action fat, like action
but
pace,
we'll
like nonstop.
We'll see what they do with the new one.
Yeah.
We'll see.
And like,
I wish they would slow it down.
It's supposed to be hell on earth.
Yeah.
So,
well, you know, be a man, play the game.
all right. So what do we got going on?
So I think for me, for my favorites, obviously there's Spider-Man, Ghost of Tsushima,
yep.
Obviously The Last of Us 2, Anthem.
What about Forza?
That's a big one.
Horizon
that's a big
Ford,
one.
Yeah.
That's a big one.
It's funny, a friend of mine who's not into racing games was watching E3 and they're just like, so you have like an open world RPG and you're just a car and you just go. There's no quest, you just go.
Yeah.
And I'm like, that's pretty much Forza Horizon 4.
That's super
giant
accurate.
Open world, and you just don't really do anything.
Any
except
kind of
drive
car
around.
You can possibly imagine with any customization, and you just go.
Yeah, that's pretty crazy.
That's
though.
It.
I do want to hit, you know, just to kind of even just hit that demographic. Fortnite on the Switch, just dropped.
Fortnite two, Sony
two
Sony
million
and Fortnite.
Yep. That 2 million downloads on the Switch in
wow.
the first day.
That yeah. is 2 million
got,
people that should be purged from
built,
the world.
I mean, I gotta tell you though, like it, you know, for a Fortnite game, which anyone should know, I'm not like a Fortnite guy. It you know, like it does sound like it's got some pretty big improvements. You okay there over there, sport? it's got built-in voice chat, stuff like that. Super Smash Brothers. I know Dave doesn't give a shit.
I don't.
I've always been a big Smash guy. Not as much as like some competitive Smash players.
I enjoy doing it for fun.
Yeah.
Just fucking around,
like,
having a good time.
I love the first Smash, and the Melee came out.
Oh my god,
I loved Melee.
The first Smash and Melee are probably old time's sake, those are my favorites.
They're going through all the characters lists, and then they showed Ice Climbers, and I'm like, oh shit! I haven't seen Ice Climbers since like 2001, yo.
Right,
they did bring back like all the memories from like all the different games and stuff.
Yeah, and, which I thought was sick.
Yeah, I think it's great. They
need
just
to make user generated platforms.
Yep,
user generated stages.
Yeah, and I could
show
Tony
Anthem. You're going through Anthem right now, and he needs to see it.
I can't see it, David.
Okay, well let's keep talking about Smash. I don't want to get too far off the.
Yeah. I think it's hilarious that, like, their answer to, like, you know, like, people request, hey, bring back Rob, bring back Ice Climbers, bring back whoever the fuck, bring back Solid Snake. They're like, you know what? We're just going to bring back
everybody. To make everyone happy. This shit is crazy. This blows my mind.
We're watching Anthem, a trailer. It's a Anthem gameplay. Anyway, I really don't care about Smash. I know a lot of people do, so I just want to make that clear. It does look really cool. They're doing a lot of neat things. I'm glad they're bringing back a lot of different people that people love, and I'm sure the tournaments are going to be fantastic.
They're going to be crazier than ever, honestly.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
And you might as well just get on board. We're going to have to cover a lot of Smash.
Right.
We're gonna
in the next coming year. We're gonna be
dad. No,
hopping on there. This is and That being said, this is as good of a time as any for me to get a Switch because Fire Emblem, the new Fire Emblem.
Yes, that looked really good.
I want to have that in my butt.
Oh, hold on. I got to look it up.
Do it. Look it up right now.
I am.
While I'm sitting here just drinking this drink.
Yeah.
I'm pulling the pud.
That I originally made way too strong.
You made it so strong, like I could smell it.
I wanted to get Dave drunk, but apparently Dave didn't want to get drunk, so.
Well, no, I didn't want to get drunk. I just wanted a simple drink, and you made me fucking Satan's butthole.
I'm good for doing that. I do that to Tony, too. He loves it.
It's all the sweat that goes down. It's the Satan's sock during the course of a day.
Yep, and it's just like fermented, and it makes you drunk.
Damn, it's good, though.
Hold on, I'm, like, so close.
So close
to getting the name of this game.
Okay.
I can't remember. It was the first... it was the first game that they showed for the Nintendo One. It was that mech game.
Oh, man.
That looked fucking awesome.
Yeah, it's...
I'm glad they're going to be making some good games for the Switch, because I got bored of it. Like, I owe it, but I got bored of it.
And I like how they're, like, doing, like, the Super Mario Odyssey stuff for like for Smash Brothers, like that kind of like
that dude Odyssey was awesome. Oh my god, speaking of Odyssey, Assassin's Creed Odyssey, oh my fucking god.
Yeah,
god, can I love say Assassin's
I'm gonna
Creed.
Check out on
can
this.
I actually say that I'm really excited because they're bringing RPG elements to this.
Yes,
they're bringing,
you can say it,
full,
scream
a
it.
Full dialogue system that
loot.
You can choose
Rip
what you say
your body.
And full character customization,
right?
I am beyond excited, especially since, you know, there's a Spartan theme to it.
Yeah.
And I kind of like that
shit.
Well,
you know what the thing I liked about Assassin's Creed is that was the assassins, and then was like a creed, and then you killed people. Wait, that's fucking all of them.
Okay, so people keep saying, oh, the old Assassin's Creeds were better. Well, you know what?
I don't know that.
Assassin's Creed Origins and Assassin's Creed Odyssey are just like Far Cry to me, and I love Far Cry, so fuck you.
I'm not going to say that all the old Assassin's Creed games are better.
Because he never really played them.
Bad. So
I'm going to say that one of my favorites of all time was Black Flag, but that's kind of, you know, irrelevant to most people.
Yeah.
Pirates. Yeah. I gotta tell you though, what was the
Skull and Bones?
Skull and Bones.
Bones,
yeah,
and skulls.
Skull and Bones.
You know what's funny?
I was over it.
I was so over it.
I was kind
and
of
the funny
over
thing
it
is,
too.
Kingdom Hearts 3, the Pirates of the Caribbean world, looks like it had better
dude. You can
ship
go up
battle
there if you want
than
to.
Skull and Bones.
You look like you're having problems.
It just, I don't know. It looks better.
Go sit on the couch.
Anyway,
open the door. You're fine.
That right. game,
okay. Interrupt us.
Daemon X Machina was the game.
Oh,
I was
yeah.
At. That was fucking awesome.
Yeah.
Like, and if that becomes like a new staple in the Nintendo genre, that would be like a welcome addition. Because honestly,
this is going to be a very expensive year and a half.
Yep.
And, so literally, let me show you the list of games that I have on my phone right now that I am planning to get. like, just in the rest of this year.
Yeah, that's.
I went through mine. I went through release.com, like, releases.com, or whatever.
Look at this.
Metro Exodus. Didn't
Metro
see anything
Exodus,
about that.
Yes.
Didn't see nope. anything about it.
It looks amazing, dude.
I don't like the Metro game. Like, I just, like, for some reason, I just never really got around to playing them because, who had time?
Hey, and is
I
everyone,
got time for no jab, turkey.
Everyone's also forgot, you know, in all of the E3 hype and craze that Red Dead Redemption 2 is still coming out.
Yep. What about Resident Evil 2?
Oh,
my
the remaster?
Glob.
That's a complete remaster.
I know.
Yeah,
it's a complete remake. You know what, though? It's got the over-the-shoulder gameplay style of Resident Evil 4, which I love. However, I would have loved it if they had the first-person Resident Evil 7 vibe.
Right.
That would have been the best.
Because Resident Evil 7's vibe was overall, out of all of them, the best.
Oh, yeah.
Gameplay
easily.
Mechanics-wise, vibe-wise, jump scare-wise, it's overall the best.
General eeriness and creepiness.
Right. It's overall the best.
Almost unparalleled. Best release in years, I think, from Capcom in the survival horror.
Yeah.
I want to take a moment to mention some games that were absent that I would have loved to see.
Skate 4
and Kelly's Metroid Prime 4.
That's another one
Nintendo.
That I was thinking about. I was gonna ask about that. Like, we didn't see any Metroid 4.
and I know for a lot of people, Animal Crossing.
Oh, yeah. It looked like Patience was kind of upset about that.
I think we can hear her crying from miles away.
I know they do another Nintendo event in, like, September or October, I think.
Yeah, they'll do another Direct.
Another Nintendo Direct. They might announce it then.
The thing that I'm thinking is that maybe
they didn't announce it doesn't mean they're not working on it.
The thing about it, too, is maybe they just didn't have enough to show at E3 to be like, hey, you know, we got this coming.
Exactly.
Right.
And then...
Yeah, that's the same thing that I'm thinking with Skate 4, though, too, so...
Yeah, Splinter Cell. That would have made E3 for me. Like, that would have made Ubisoft press conference for me.
I was really hoping at the end of Ubisoft that they might throw in a little hint that Splinter Cell is coming.
Some sort of inkling.
People have been like, we know that it has to be coming at this point, that they have to be making a Splinter Cell game. But they have really beat around the bush at telling us anything about it.
Yeah. I wanted to see more Spyro.
I did too. They did not show anything of Spyro.
I feel like with Spyro, we pretty much know what's coming. Like, if you played Spyro 1 and then you saw some of the footage for the new Spyro.
Yeah, but that's the same for Division 2.
You can really kind of put two and two together.
You have bullets, you work together, you shoot things.
Yeah. Really, you could have said that for Assassin's Creed.
Right. Well, no, you're correct. You're correct. You go to a tower, it opens up a huge area, and then you kill things.
And then you go explore it, yeah. Lather, rinse, repeat. But yeah, I mean, Division 2 looks pretty cool. I mean, like, all right.
I'm pretty down to get
I don't hate
friends.
The Division, but right. Like, you know.
You'd probably be fine with buying the standard edition of the game when it's on sale and just playing it with friends, you know?
Yep. Right. And, you know, I'm not surprised by this at all. Final Fantasy VII.
Nothing to be shown.
Yeah.
Thanks, Square Enix.
Basically, they're just saying you're going to get it when you're going to fucking get it and get over it.
Well, the thing about it is they
released
scrapped
November
everything.
4th, 2000, never.
2000, right.
The thing about it is, though, too, is you guys have to remember they scrapped everything. And they were like, yeah, we're just going to make an entirely new game after we decided that we were going to make an entirely new game.
I mean, but that's basically what Final Fantasy 15 was. Final Fantasy 13 versus... You know, and then they just kept having problems and rewriting everything. That's why
Final Fantasy 13
really never made sense. Right. Because it wasn't really supposed to. And then they just turned it into a new number and made it its own complete storyline. But really, at the end of the day, I really would have liked to see, you know, like at least something about Final Fantasy. But again, I'm not surprised
to see
at all.
They're actually making some sort of progress in the slightest.
There was another game that I wanted to talk about real quick before, you know, we kind of I can't remember what it was for the life of me. Hold on, let me just do a quick mental like
home scan.
Ubisoft,
let's give you ominous tones.
No,
Baba Booey.
Pretty much it for me.
Okay, he's out.
So overall, really, with E3 this year, we'd just like to say that there's so many things coming out that we really can't keep track of all of it, and it's quite overwhelming, and the amount of money that I'm going to be spending is quite crippling.
Yeah.
So with that being said, I might have to sell my body on the streets to be able to afford doing this.
So this podcast is brought to you by Kelly's Body.
Yeah, find me at Diamonds. Diamonds night.
That's why it's not very good.
Yes.
Sorry. Idiot.
Yeah.
So to wrap everything up, E3, cool. We're gonna be having our con, the Pine State Con. Holy fuck, what?
I totally forgot about Beyond Good and Evil 2.
That's it.
Yeah,
Ubisoft.
At the Ubisoft.
The first thing that
how the fuck did we forget that?
You know, it's funny. It just ties into, like, I never played Beyond Good and Evil. I never played it.
It's good. It's a good series.
And for some reason, it looked like I always just had, like, a very, like, different idea of what the game was about than what it actually is. I thought for some reason you had to take pictures or something because the main character had, like, a camera. And I thought it was like kind of like Fatal Frame or something. We had to take pictures.
Wait, wasn't
shit.
It? Wasn't it like a Jack and Dexter kind of thing?
I don't know. Again, I don't know. Oh, but it sounds like they're doing this huge,
Space Pirates.
Massive collaboration
Space
with Joseph Gordon-Levitt and Hit Record.
Yes. Yeah. You're right.
And they're basically just taking submissions that are going to be in the game, whether it be art or music or you know what have you.
And
so the Winterhouse gaming crew, it's more specifically me, Tony, and Eric, rather than Dave,
are basically submitting our own songs. I'm submitting some instrumental kind of like doomy stuff from, you know, Kelly in my old project, Home of the Nomad, which seems like it would kind of fit, kind of it got does. That Middle Eastern, like kind of wasteland doominess to it.
Right.
Kind of like a droning, but it's like action too.
And then Eric submitted some sort of electronic
techno dance metal
thing that he did.
That was pretty funky.
Yeah, pretty cool.
It was
though.
Pretty neat. Yeah. Yeah. And then I'm going to be submitting a few of my own songs that I've developed all by myself.
Maybe.
So basically, you go on this website, you submit your stuff. It's all non-exclusive, which means that you can still use it for whatever you want to, but they can also use it for if they want to use it on something.
Yep.
Right.
And you can only use the music that's you can remix each other's music on there, which is very cool.
Yep.
You can also, if they choose your stuff to use it in any sort of production, not just video games.
Yeah.
They actually pay you for it. They just send you the money.
Yep. And during the performance, I guess that kind of that section got scrapped because I guess they ran over on time. But, you know, if they do use any of your stuff, they will pay you.
Right. Which is awesome.
Which I think is really, really awesome.
Yeah.
And the cool thing about it is that, like, it's not like
selected by a good
guy. This whole podcast is wasted.
Yeah. Delete it. We're out.
Yeah. Done.
Mr. fucking Jingleberry is over there.
And the cool thing is that it's not like a regular submission process where it's not like American Idol or like America's Got Talent where it's not judged by like a committee of people who vote on it or judge it. Like
I don't really accept all submissions.
I don't really know how. Like
it's they like select SoundCloud. It. Yeah. How they select it?
Yeah,
random.
I
bet they just listen to random shit. Where'd that one come from? This guy? I like that. Let's do it.
I think eight or nine people that like my stuff.
The way they're going to submit it is, you know, by artistically thinking of different sequences in the video game where the certain songs will fit best and kind of just selecting.
Go ahead. I'm listening.
Where those songs are going to fit best.
Yep.
Whether it be on like a
I've heard some of the tracks and they.
Hold on, I'm losing it.
Some of the tracks on there are some of the most original pieces of music I've ever heard. Like, some of the stuff in there is really awesome. And so, which kind of makes me self-conscious about my own submissions. And I'm like, yeah, probably not.
Me too. Like, I mean, I'm like a half-ass guitar player.
I want to tell you guys something. This is off topic we're having right now. Something funny that happened today to Kelly. He goes, we're moving stuff out of the U-Haul. You mind if I tell him this?
Yeah.
It was so funny.
I can tell something funny right after.
Yeah, we can do that. I don't mind. So we were moving stuff out of the U-Haul, and he goes, you can just call me Mr. Careful.
And then No. Wait. I was like, oh, yeah, my middle name is Careful.
Yeah, so he's going down the ramp, and then all of a sudden, the whole entire thing, he was on the dolly. Everything fucking toppled right over onto the ground and went everywhere.
But I kind of carried it down gracefully, though.
He did. It was really slow, but it was so funny.
I let it down slowly because I saw that it was falling. I was like, I can't catch this now, so I'm just going to like.
Oh, my God. That's so funny. But...
And then I just got done bringing something inside, like, directly after that.
Yeah.
And Dave had the dolly at this point, and I just walk out the door into the front area, and he's going back out to the U-Haul with the dolly. And I just see him, like, ramming it straight into the ramp. And he's, like, rammed it straight into the ramp, and it wasn't going up.
Like, crooked.
Like, crooked.
I freaking hurt my wrist.
And then he backs it up and then rams it straight into the ramp again, crooked, and it doesn't go up.
It was so funny.
And then I just called him out on it.
He goes, hey, I saw that. I'm like, you motherfucker. All right. Let's end this fucking podcast.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Remix. Okay, listen. I'm really tired. I'm sorry. July 14th and 15th, we're having our con, Pine State Con, that's down in Portland at the Oaks Lodge. It's going to be a lot of fun.
We expect a pretty good turnout.
We do. Yeah, there's been a lot of buzz. There's a lot of fucking interest has
been generated. Will was actually, I don't know if he told you guys, but. Like there were like 6 or 7 more people that just got tickets, but they were like older folks and they wanted actual like physical tickets. So we had to like go like especially print like
actual tickets off to give these people.
That's so funny.
Oh, crap, and
that's
anyway, funny. He told the person that's going to be at the door, like, listen, there's going to be some people coming in that are going to be asking for physical tickets. Just.
Oh, my God. Just, that's so funny.
Just know that these guys are coming in and here are the tickets and just, wow. Just give them to them and it'll, you know, it'll be all set.
Wow.
So.
That's pretty funny.
Yeah.
Yeah, because how are they doing tickets otherwise?
I think it's, show your PayPal receipt or like on your phone or some indication that you paid, you know.
All right, well, this has been kind of a special episode of the Winter House Gaming Podcast.
I guess technically it's podcast number 47.
No, this is absolutely podcast number 47.
We got to do something special for episode 50.
We're gonna do something. We might have some prizes on Facebook. We might eat bagels slowly in the microphone.
Super high.
We'll get super high and shove Jolly Ranchers up our noses.
I thought you were going somewhere totally different.
I'll shove a Jolly Rancher up Dave and Tony's asshole at the same time.
All right, with that, we're out. Thank you, guys. Appreciate it.
Later.
Bye, guys.
Bye.